Concerns about childhood obesity have led to restrictions on vending machines in schools and more attention to the meals served. There's also been discussion about the importance of physical fitness to determine the effectiveness of PHIAD in controlling things like diabetes and high blood pressure. Pediatrician Aaron Carroll and others from the University of Wisconsin Children's Hospital did a study. 17 overweight middle schoolers went through 9 months of fitness exercises. Afterwards, the kids got winded less easily and had better blood sugar levels. But then summer came, and many of those health gains were lost. For instance, Carroll says body fat percentages increased 1.3% in 3 months. Interestingly, the kids reported being active on their own, away from school-supervised activities.
There's probably some inaccuracy in terms of what kids might describe as activity and what we might actually agree is really sustained activity. So something like gym class, where you have activity for 45 minutes, would be really sustained activity. But sometimes kids on their own, maybe they're not doing that degree of activity.
Carroll says the study suggests many kids may need supervised exercise to improve their health. He says schools can play an important role in this respect. However, some districts are scaling back PHIAD because of money and or a focus on education goals. UW Children's Hospital recently got grant funds that will be used to help the Department of Public Instruction measure the fitness level of participating middle school students. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.